Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I'm Gabe Morenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between breaking it down on this throwdown. The Philadelphia 76ers do what they do when they play at home. They win, and they cover the point spread of this evening, 111-97 over the visiting Dallas Mavericks. Brooklyn lays it down. Brooklyn were down in this basketball game, absolutely exploded as the game went on, put 129 points up on the board, held Orlando to 92, so therefore the game stayed under the number. The New York Knicks absolutely smash and obliterate the Sacramento Kings, and you have to wonder just how much longer this over train is going to keep on going before it stops in the National Basketball Association. And not that every game goes over the number, but let's be real. This league is playing to the over right now. It's been playing to the over for a couple of weeks. The New Orleans Pelicans are an ATM machine when it comes to overs. And the Pelicans and the Bucks get into the 250s this evening. We're breaking it all down. We're talking hoops. We're talking pucks. The Montreal Canadiens made a dramatic and somewhat shocking decision because they listened to a bunch of jackass fans. And you know what Buddy Ryan, may he rest in peace, once stated, the great football coach, Buddy Ryan, like, didn't go for it once in Philadelphia, and people started booing and freaking out. And after the game, a reporter said, Buddy, you heard the fans booing. They wanted you to go for it. And Buddy Ryan said, if you listen to the fans, you'll end up sitting next to them. Great line. If you're running a hockey team, you're running a football team, you're running a baseball team, I don't care what you're running. You're running a radio show. Doesn't matter what the jackasses on Twitter say, all right? Let them worry about when their welfare check is going to arrive, let alone running a professional billion-dollar operation. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, but, you know, it's funny because I thought Coach Julian was a bumbling idiot. I thought Coach Julian, it must be Coach Julian's fault. You know, I mean, the guy that's won, like, over 500 games, whatever the hell it is. You know, the guy's, you know, won Stanley Cups and, you know, Kirk Muller and all that experience. They were a bunch of losers. They're a bunch of losers. Next, why don't you just leave Carey Price at the bus station? Carey Price, just leave him in Winnipeg. I see jackass hat fans on Twitter now saying, oh, just leave him open an expansion draft for Seattle. Why don't you move to Seattle, jackass? Bring it. This is Sports Rage.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it right here.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
BetOnline.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners, and I know the winners. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MA versus
Cincinnati.
Not
Cincinnati.
Today.
Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
You're on the run. You're going to feel my rage.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Throwing it down. It's the Thursday night throwdown. I see that Tiger has been transferred to Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. I see that the ex-USA gymnastics coach has killed himself because I assume he's a pedophile like so many of them were. And Russell Wilson's agent says, no, everything's fine in Seattle, but then admits there is a four-team list. That's like saying, hey, how's the marriage going? Oh, it's great, but if it wasn't, you know, I'll definitely bang these four chicks. Yeah, things are going great. Trouble in paradise right now. We'll get to that. We've got a full house here tonight. Mo DeKeel is going to join us. We'll talk NBA basketball with Mo. Pete Yiannopoulos. We'll talk some college and NBA basketball with Pete. Joe Ranieri. Talk some NFL football, Tiger, just whatever. We're going to talk everything with our main man, Joe Ranieri. Now let's bring in Mr. Ted Savransky. Straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was going to say, let's go Michigan, but I forgot. Teddy hates them. We love Teddy. Teddy! How you doing, Teddy?
Marancy. Hate's not the right word for Michigan. I just enjoy making money when they lose. You know, it's fun for me because they... Well, I mean, you know the story on this, right? Like my senior year, I got left with thousands of dollars in what was, quote, unmet need in my financial aid package, you know, which is basically you can't do anything about it. We don't have money for you. So good luck, you know. So I was hungry. Yeah, you know, I worked multiple. So when I get the chance to make a little money back off my alma mater, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Teddy. I'm a Montreal Canadian fan. I am and I'm not. It's a complicated story. My grandfather played for them, and he wasn't the biggest fan. Like, so I sort of grew up in a weird dynamic where I was, I wasn't, and then I was a post-game show host, and I got into it with them. So I've had a really interesting dynamic. But it's funny, Teddy, so they fire their coach. And tonight, everybody, they'll get the spark, the bump. They fired their coach. I hated the move. Didn't think it's the right move. Panic decision. Didn't think they should fire the coach. Teddy, they're 9-5. They're four games over five. They're 9-5-4. They fire the coach. So they fire the coach. And tonight, Cam plays the Canadians. Oh, they're in the spot. They need to win this game. The coach. I say, you know what? No, I don't think they get the spark. I don't think they should have fired the coach. And as you stated, Teddy, I bet against them, and I wanted them to lose to make myself be right. And I didn't want every jackass out there to say, oh, I knew they should have fired the coach. They're going to win. Because you know, Teddy, everybody lives in the now, right? What happens in the next 24 to 40 hours is all that matters. If the player sucks, trade him. If coach sucks, fire him. It's amazing the Thunderdome that we live in right now. But nevertheless, Teddy, so they scored two quick goals. I see the Jackals going off in the chat. Oh, Morency, oh, you thought, yeah. Yeah, whatever. Montreal lost 6-3. It's funny, they all disappear after, though, Teddy. They're not around now after the Canadians lose. Yeah, lose 6-3. But so Michigan State wins tonight, Teddy, and I hate these guys. And like you said, hate is a strong word, but I'm not a fan of Michigan State. But I like them tonight.
And I like Michigan tonight, but I am excited, Teddy, about Michigan. So throw out our personal business with Ann Arbor. But what about this team for real? Because they are for real, Teddy. They're as real as it gets, bro. I'm buying in. I'm very excited for the tournament, Teddy.
How can you not buy in on the Wolverines? You know, every single time Michigan's had a chance to look bad, a bad spot, a tough matchup, you know, a rough road game, a flat effort, they're just good, you know. And sorry, Juwan Howard deserves Coach of the Year. I mean, there's no when you think about a team that's been through that kind of a layoff with COVID and coming back at that level. I mean, did you watch the first half at Wisconsin, that very first game back? You know, it was awkward. They weren't right. And Juwan got them right at halftime, and they blew them out in the second half, you know, and have done it ever since. So any disrespect to that Wolverines team in any way for anybody this year has cost them. They've been undervalued and under-respected, and even now, despite their gaudy resume. Yep. I mean, what were they tonight against Iowa at home?
Five. You know,
they opened 3.5, 4 in that game. Yeah, but I'm saying they even then, they're opening 4, dude. 3.5 were out there, you know? And not that Iowa's not good, but Michigan's really freaking good.
Yeah, 16-1 straight up, 13-4 against the spread. Now 14-4. That's what's amazing about this, that, you know, they cover, but as you stated, the numbers aren't massive, and it's easy to say, but we've been saying this all week. We had Jerry Palmer on earlier in the week. We're starting to raise our college basketball coverage. Love Jerry Palm. And we were talking about it, and I read Jerry. You know, these guys aren't, you know, Jerry's not a gambler. He's a bracketologist, right? But I was reading Jerry the odds, and he was like, Iowa? He goes, that's crazy. He goes, Iowa? And I love what Jerry goes. He goes, Iowa will lose in the tournament wearing white jerseys, trust me. That's a great line, isn't it? It's a great, great line about Iowa. But I'm getting, you know, Teddy, they were 9-1 for the last couple of weeks, Michigan. It's finally gotten shaken up. It's at 5-1. It was at 6-1. Now it's the 5-1. I'm not fully buying into Baylor making it to the title game. Are you? Is Baylor like a national championship team, or do you think they falter along the way?
So I don't think there's any question, based on what we've seen so far this season. You're ranking the Zags 1, you're ranking Baylor 2, you're ranking Michigan 3. You know, I have no problem with that. That's how good those three teams have been. So the question is, given the, you know, Baylor sometimes isn't pretty, but defensively, they're there every game. You know, they have that. But, you know, anything could happen anytime. It's the NCAA tournament. You know, all it takes is a bad bounce or a lucky three at the buzzer or whatever you want to call it. But at the same time, we haven't seen a whole lot of Baylor for the last month, you know. So are we looking at the same team now as the one before they missed, what, like 5 of the last 6 games or 6 of the last 7 now for Baylor? I'm not convinced of that. I don't know. They may well be an overvalued commodity because of that and may well be vulnerable. But even with that, I mean, you're not going to – if it's Michigan against Gonzaga, I'm not betting against the Zags. If it's anybody against Gonzaga, I'm not betting against the Zags. They're that good. This is the national championship team for Gonzaga.
The Houston Cougars are 18-1 right now, Teddy. They're +300 to make the Final Four. They don't play in the best conference, but they are a damn good basketball team. What do you make of Houston? Are you buying into Houston to, you know, like a Final Four run, a deeper run? Because I don't like a lot of these teams. I don't buy, and Iowa ahead of Houston. I don't buy in Iowa. I don't think Illinois is making it to the Final Four. I don't think Ohio State are making it to the Final Four. So it's sort of leaving it. I think Alabama are overrated. So I'm sort of looking at Houston here. We've got 30 seconds here. Do you like this Cougar team?
Very much. And I would consider them at +300 to make a Final Four run. That's not a bad number.
That's what it is right now, Mr. Ted Sobranski with the Late Night Anger Management class. We'll get into some NBA basketball with Teddy as the Pelicans over. run continues. The Nets win again. Bring it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All day.
Every day.
With more attitude than other lesser networks would deem appropriate. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Look, we're not saying all the other sports talk networks are backwards, but we're pretty sure they all have a favorite Hee-Haw episode.
Get on the grid.
Hee-Haw. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. All right, we're on the clock here tonight just because we're so jam-packed. But, hey, listen, when you get a chance to talk to Joe Ranieri, you don't pass that up. Teddy knows that. Everybody loves Joe. Ranieri's one of these guys. I never heard, screw Ranieri. Everyone's like, oh, Joe, I love Joe Ranieri. Teddy covers, steps up. Teddy on the other hand. Teddy, like people are like, oh, Teddy. Teddy's different.
Yeah, whole different story, exactly.
Yeah. So
Mary's all
Teddy.
Smiles. I'm much more of a curmudgeon. Joe's a great guy, though. So I can fully understand why, I'd do 5 segments with Joe a night if I could, if I was you.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Well, I miss doing a show with him. Yeah, we did a show together every morning for a long time, for a while. It was a good time. Poor Joe, though, he's such a nice guy, and I'm yelling at him sometimes about, like, sports takes. I'm like, no, and I'm freaking out. Joe's all laid back in Miami. I'm in New York City. It's snowing. You know, bringing the heat at him. Bringing the heat. So we'll get down to business, Teddy. We appreciate your time, but I'll go rapid fire here. College football. Are you going to bet this stuff? Are you taking a look at this stuff that, the North Dakota State's in the world and all that other stuff, McNeese, and you know what I mean?
I haven't even looked at it, Gabe. It's programs I don't know. It's coaches I don't know. It's nuances I don't know. By the time I learned it, the season will be over, and by next year, I think it'll be irrelevant again. So, how about you?
Oh yeah. I'm a degenerate, Teddy. I love this stuff. I love the Alliance League, the XFL, the Arena League, and to me, listen, it's football. I'm not going to go crazy. I played one game last week. I went 1-0 with Tarleton State. They beat New Mexico State. I see a few spots, though, Teddy. I'm intrigued by the Citadel because the Citadel played 4 games already, for real. And they played against – it's crazy. It counts, too. So they're starting the season 0-4, these guys. It counts against their record. But they played against Clemson. They played against Army. They played against South Florida. Now they get to play against Mercer. And from what I'm reading, Teddy, they're very enthusiastic about it. Like, and I, you know, it's like anything, Teddy, you know what I mean? You got to do research with everything. But I like that stuff. I like reading this stuff. And so I was just reading the Citadel beat writer in a local paper. And the coach, they were very open about everything. They said, we didn't want to play earlier. They said it was uncomfortable. All of our, like, the different position players were meeting in different rooms. And a coach said, some programs handle it well. He goes, ours didn't. And he said, the level of enthusiasm is completely different now. Said, like, the kids want to play. No one's scared of, like, the virus. Everybody's ready to rock and roll. And their enthusiasm factors through the roof. They love the fact that they played good competition. They feel battle-tested now coming into this against Mercer. Hey, nothing's a lock, Teddy, but I like the Citadel.
Sure. And look, what do we look for? as handicappers, we look for things that matter that aren't necessarily factored into the point spread. You know, and especially when we're talking about these FCS games where these point spreads are going to be 100% computer generated. You know, it's whatever the algorithm that they're using, it's spitting a number out, and that's the market number. And if you can find something meaningful that's not factored into the raw numbers, you're going to have more winners and losers. You know, so you talk me into it. My only question is the Mercer have good players? You know, does Citadel have good players? You know, well, one thing that I hate is you read all these coaches' quotes. Yeah, they're into it, but then the players aren't any good. They might be into it, but they still get beat. happens sometimes, too.
There's so many more transfers than ever before, though. It's almost like every one of these schools, when you start reading a preview, oh, this kid transferred from this here, and oh, it's the former Iowa State that, and like North Dakota State's got a former Iowa State quarterback now, Zeb Nolan, I think his name is. So, you know, I've got some research to do, but I like it. And I'm not one of these guys too, Teddy, when people are like, well, there's limits on this stuff. And I get it. It's different if you're a handicapper and, you know, you're putting time into it and your clients can only get so much money in on it. But like arena days before, I'd have people tell me, well, oh, I don't like the limits of the arena league. I'm not going to waste my time. It's like, well, I don't know. I'm betting two dimes a game and I'm having a fun time doing it. You know what I mean?
the arena limits worked in our favor in some ways, certainly in terms of being able to move the market a little bit.
All right, Teddy.
You
so
know, when you, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Teddy.
I want a time burgle.
I was just gonna say,
all business.
Yeah, I was just going to say, man, how about these Pelicans overs? I'm trying to load it up right now. How many in a row is this? Now with the Pelicans over, it's more than 10.
I got
right?
at least 11 in a row because it was 10. Yeah, I think it's 11 in a row and 19-2 the last 21 for the Pelicans.
19-2, Teddy. Wow. Yeah.
And
you can
and much mean? Like with the Jazz, it takes 20 games for the market to even notice. That's the beauty of the NBA. You know, if you can catch some of these streaks early, you can just ride them and ride them and ride them. And especially a total streak that's never going to make the lead story on SportsCenter, you know, unless you're betting every night, you're not necessarily even going to note it. And their games aren't just going over. They're flying over. The last five still, after all this, have flown over by at least, 15 points? You know, they're just...
It's amazing. And you know, we have Dave Sharpan on now, the sportsbook consigliere. He's a regular on the grid, real sharp guy. And, you know, he was talking about, you know, an odds maker. They just can't set these numbers high enough. And they keep on trying and trying. Zion's a good example of a player prop, Teddy. You know, it used to be 23. They made it 24. They made it 25.5. Now they're putting 26.5. And his kid's dropping 30-plus every night. It's rare that a kid lives up to the hype. And as you stated, Teddy, good point by you. The totals, it's not going to lead ESPN SportsCenter. Oh, my God, the Pelicans, 12 in a row overs, right? No, you got to win 12 in a row for them to care. But Zion really is amazing, bro. This kid's living up to the hype and more. I mean, Teddy, now he's just scoring like 34 a night and stuff. Like, it's crazy.
If you get the ball to him anywhere in the paint, he dunks. It's really impressive. You know, he's really quick. You know, his hands are incredible. I'm with you on him living up to the hype. And New Orleans is a fun team to watch. You know, I mean, but for as good as Zion is and for as good as Brandon Ingram is, the Pelicans, like their fortunes, it's if Lonzo's having a good game and if Josh Hart's having a good game, they win. And otherwise, they don't. It's like those two guys, they need them both to be on to have enough firepower, because defensively they're still pretty awful.
It's a dangerous way to live, man, relying on Lonzo Ball's three-point shot, whether it's going to go in or not. So, it is. So, Teddy, Boston Celtics, almost in a must, absolutely, positively have to win mode here. Only laying 3 against the Pacers. The Suns are laying 6 against the Bulls team that's put it together. I'm a big Billy Donovan fan. Utah Jazz lay 5.5 to the Miami Heat. What do you think? Blazers getting 5.5 against the Lakers. What do you think about some of these overnight NBA numbers, Teddy?
Sure. So, I mean, we can go through every one of them. You know, it's certainly a Boston or pass type of ballgame. The quotes coming out of the Celtics locker room are right. you know, and there's a lot of urgency for, they talk about the last four games before the break. Boston's supposed to beat Indiana and beat them by margin tomorrow. And if they don't, I think it tells us a lot about the Celtics. Phoenix, I got no intention of stepping in front of the Suns, dude. Suns are really good. Suns are deep. And Suns play fourth quarter defense that the Bulls don't. So I like Chicago, too. They've made me money of late, but not on Friday night. And Miami's a one-way team. We're either on the Heat or we're not playing the game. The Jazz have had their run. And not that I'm in any rush to step in front of Utah. I'm not. But Miami's a team to ride. Miami, in the early part, Utah's in the later part of what I expect to be. You know, maybe the Jazz are champions. Who knows? But they're certainly champions of January and February. And what was the last one? The Blazers and the Lakers. My number was a lot shorter than that. You know, I had the Lakers too. You know, but at the same time, it's about time for the Lakers to beat somebody, don't you think?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Is there a switch that they can flick tomorrow night, or is this just so who they are right now?
This spread's kind of telling us that the markets expect the switch to be flipped. You know, they're not going to lose forever. It's the Lakers. They're the defending champs, and they're going to be in the mix again.
I have memories of Portland getting smashed by these guys in the bubble, too. think
about, sure.
How about the Wizards, Teddy? How about the Washington Wizards beating Denver again, man? You know, Washington got splashed by the Clippers, but they beat the Lakers outright. I tell you what, this Washington team, scrappy team. I've been riding them. I did not take it tonight, though, Teddy. I was a little scared of going back to the well again with the Wiz tonight. But, damn, it's a fun team as well, Teddy.
Sure, they're certainly the type of squad that will cash more than their fair share of over tickets before this season is done. But when you look at the run that's going on right now for Washington, a lot of it's what they've done on the defensive end. And, you know, Scotty Brooks' job was on the line. You know, you talk about these veteran coaches like Donovan in Chicago, who I like a lot as well. And what he's done with this Bulls team is night and day from where they were a year ago. But I don't. I like what Brooks is doing in Washington as well, with the team that got off to a really rough start, and I wasn't even sure if he was going to survive the week a couple of weeks ago. Now here are the Wizards looking, a couple games out of a playoff picture.
Teddy, I miss you already. We're used to doing another segment. Sorry. You get off early tonight. We're so jam-packed,
nice,
Teddy. I'm going to make sure this doesn't happen. But yeah, I know. I figured out Teddy will be happy anyways.
yeah, party at my house.
You want more Teddy? Check him out on Wager Talk TV tomorrow. Thanks, Teddy.
Cheers.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, or the internet.
Technology grand.
Keep it here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as just sports talk. Think of us as a full immersion crash course in sports news
you can use.
You listen.
You learn.
Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenzi. We're kicking it. SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including the Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Los Angeles. We're going to talk some Laker basketball and more. Let's bring in Mo DeKeel right now, founder of the JumpBall.net. Writes for the Bleacher Report podcast on The Athletic. Of course, former NBA video coordinator for the Clippers, Spurs, the Australian men's basketball team as well. Mo steps up and in. Mo, thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, man.
Oh, no, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I got to tell you what, Mo, I'm a big Australian basketball fan, actually. I also have a late night gambling problem, but I'm a big NBL fan. I love the NBL. I've been watching the NBL for years. New Zealand Breakers, that's my team.
When I was with the Olympic team, Andre Lemonis was our assistant. He eventually became the head coach for the Australian national team, was running the Breakers at the time.
Really? That's awesome. That's awesome. Think back, though, to where Australian basketball started and where it is now. I mean, I remember, I'm a Michigan fan, so I remember, you know, the famous national championship game, but it was basically Andrew Gaze, right? So yeah. Andrew Gaze, and then, you know, Luke Longley came along. But, man, the Australian Basketball League, the NBL is quality ball, bro, as you know.
No, it's great. I mean, it's really kind of improved over the years. And just look at the stuff that's beginning to happen. They're beginning to get a lot of the younger kids to come over. You know, last year they had LaMelo Ball, and they were able to kind of keep that going. I think it's easier for these kids who are looking for an alternative to college and they need to go play overseas, international, and get paid. Go do it in Australia. They speak the language. It's very similar to easy to assimilate to versus having to go to Europe or China. So I think it's a spot. I think we're going to see more and more of that type of stuff happening.
So, Mo, let's talk some NBA basketball right now. When you look at the Los Angeles Lakers, Is this an AD and Schroeder thing that it's like, listen, you know, two of the better defenders are out right now as their recent struggles progress. But I've seen some interesting stats, basically. Like, basically last year at this time, they were averaging 112 points a game. Like this year, you know, it's 112, but it's a little bit different. That so much so that just they're getting bombarded by threes and they don't shoot enough threes and they don't shoot the three well enough, number one. And then number two, they just don't take enough three-point shots and they're getting ambushed by three-point shots. What do you see when you see the Lakers?
Yeah, I think some of their struggles right now, it's obvious with the AD and Schroeder not being out there. It's an obvious thing. But something that was beginning to happen was their three-point shooting has actually begun to regress to the mean. I mean, they were shooting really high three-point percentage early in the season. Yeah. Now you have LeBron, I think, somewhere in the last nine games, and don't quote me on it, but I think he's shooting around 19% from three. At one point, he was shooting his highest three-point career percentage this season. So all of that's kind of colliding. So that's becoming an issue for them. And then without AD, without Schroeder, with new guys trying to assimilate, their defense hasn't been as good. And with that, that means even though they're scoring the same, they're just giving up more, and they're not as locked in and as in sync as they were last season defensively. I think they'll be fine in the long run, but they just got to survive this run right now without two of their main guys.
I know it's such a dangerous way to live if you're a basketball team, but this is the era that we're in right now. And looking at some numbers, guys, so when the Lakers played the Clippers took 11 more threes. Brooklyn Nets took 10 more threes. Utah Jazz, 14 more threes. And I know I'm not trying to simplify it, Mo, and I'm not like, you know, I mean, I'm not simple. It's just it comes down to the three ball. But in the modern era, man, it's hard to win if you can't hit three-point shots.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, the one thing I would push back a little bit on it is, you know, they weren't a great three-point shooting team last year and were still able to win the championship.
Yeah, but then they did in the playoffs, which was frustrating as someone was standing against them. Caldwell Pope wouldn't miss, bro.
they were hitting your pockets up. But even then, it still wasn't at such an amazing clip. And I think
you're right, yeah.
Ultimately, it's their defense. Is really where it comes down to. And if you're going to be a team that's not going to shoot a lot of threes and not make a lot of threes, you got to be rock solid defensively. And that's just not what the Lakers have been lately in this run. And part of it too is, you know, that's a lot of stuff that has to get put on LeBron James's plate when Anthony Davis isn't out there, when Dennis Schroeder isn't out there. I mean, look at all their acquisitions in the offseason. It was meant to take a few things off of LeBron's plate in the regular season. But now with the injuries and the way things have piled up, just now more is on his plate and it becomes a problem. And it's just tiring. As much as he wants to say he's not tired, I think it just wears him down.
You're exactly right, Mo DeKeel with us. And you're exactly right, Mo. I'm not one of these guys that panics about regular season losses and regular season slumps, etc. Teams, players, coaches, franchises are judged by what happens in June, not but what happens in February. I totally get that, but I thought it helped the Lakers and LeBron last year having the rest and then knowing, all right, I just have to go into this bubble for a couple of months and I can win another championship. I think it helped him. And as you stated, he plays a lot of minutes. He's defensive about it. But that would be my concern. If I'm a Laker fan, I'm not worried, oh, we lost to the Jazz in February. Nobody cares. But I'd just be concerned about the big picture, fatigue, durability. Will AD stay on the court? A lot of things fell into place last year. So, Mo, man, you've been around the game a long time, and you've been in the room with great coaches before. So it's amazing how somebody could be a great coach and then people want his head on a platter. And let's talk about Brad Stevens right now. I don't think we're at that point right now, but you know, fingers are starting to be pointed in Boston by the media, fans, players. And let me ask you, Mo, there have been players on the way out that have had parting shots at Stevens, specifically, you know, Terry Rozier. Well, maybe if we knew how to have a halftime adjustment, maybe if we weren't out coached all the time. There have been sort of these subtle shots by players on the way out. What's going on with Brad Stevens in Boston right now?
Well, one thing I'd say is, you know, he's been there for 8 years. That's a long stretch for most coaches in the NBA.
Wow, I mean, it doesn't feel like it. Wow.
It doesn't. And we went through the highs and lows of it. I mean, look, at one point we had people saying, I'd rather start a team with Brad Stevens and Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? Like, we had that debate at one point. It was crazy to begin with. So we kind of got a little too ahead of ourselves with how great he is. And at the same time, we're getting a little too ahead of ourselves with all the problems being on his end. Yes, I think there are things he can do better offensively. I don't think they run a very creative offense. I think they've been running the same stuff for years and just hoping that everybody's going to get better as their game develops. It'll improve and we'll be fine. But I think he needs to throw in a few more wrinkles in there. But that said, too, just look at the roster. Coming into this season, it was really thin, especially in the backcourt. You know, when people are super excited about Peyton Pritchard coming in and being a key contributor, that's a problem. Right. And it's not a shot at Peyton Pritchard. He's been great. Yeah. But it's like you're thinking of contending for a championship and you guys are excited about how Peyton Pritchard is going to be a key piece to that. I'm concerned at that point. And I think really the first guy I would point at is Danny Ainge. I think the past few years they've had some misses in the draft, you know, late in the draft. They haven't been as successful as one would like. And nobody is. Nobody's ever going to bat 1,000. But he's missed quite a bit. And I think all of that's beginning to catch up to the team.
And Jason Tatum was very open about his struggles after COVID. And, you know, I don't know if it's fatigue and it's starting to kick in a little bit, or he was already just physically tired and then he got COVID. But Tatum has hit a little bit of a wall right now. And talk to me about Marcus Smart, listen, I'm a Raptor fan. I'd love to have Marcus Smart on my basketball team.
Right.
And he's just one of those guys that I don't think people realize what he means to a team. And that's not on Coach Stevens, that he doesn't have the glue and a guy that does all the dirty things like Smart does, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's nothing you can say about it. He's injured and you don't have it. But think about it this way. Look at how important Draymond Green is to the Warriors, right? Yeah, he's the heart and soul. He's the fire. You know, we know he's not the best player. That's Steph Curry. And we know he's not even the second best player when Klay Thompson is healthy. But he brings so much of the fire and the engine, you know, to keep everything going for that team. I think that's the same thing with Marcus Smart. You know, there are times he takes shots that drive me absolutely insane. I'm like, really? That's a good shot, Marcus? Like, come on. But you know, he does so much defensively and he brings so much, you know, to this team and keeps everybody together. And they all work together. They've been together for so long. It's so hard when you lose a piece like that for as long as they have. It's tough for any coach to really deal with it. And I'll tell you right now, every coach in the league would love a guy like Marcus Smart. So that says a lot for you.
I swear, Mo, and we're in conversation with Mo DeKeel just for a couple of more minutes, really enjoying the basketball talk. There's a few dudes I think like that, like Draymond Green, Marcus Smart, Serge Ibaka,
right,
sort of dudes that are going to do a lot of things for you, but once in a while, they're going to take a three, they're going to take a shot, they're going to take it to the rack like they're Michael Jordan or LeBron, and they're going to look at the coach like, yo, you owe me for that. What are you going to say? You got something to say about that? You know what I mean? Like, no, that's the way I feel about it. It's like, you got something to say about that after everything I do? Yeah, I took that three, coach. You know what I mean, Mo? What I'm saying, right?
I definitely know what you mean, because I was also around Manu Ginobili with the Spurs. And there was always times where, you know, Manu would take a gamble defensively and things like that. And it would frustrate Pop. But Pop also knew he's got to let Manu do those things because he's going to be right 9 out of 10 times with those gambles. And he does so many other things, you know, he can't really hold the guy back from being who he is. So you just got to live with it sometimes as a coach. So, you know, sometimes as a coach, you just got to sit there and go, yeah, good shot, Marcus. Good shot. Even though your head's going like, I can't believe he did that.
So, we can talk about the Celtics all night. We've only got about 2 minutes. Kemba Walker, obviously, has struggled and he's injured as well. I just, you know, that's something that we have to throw up there. But I want to get your thoughts, Mo, on the Utah Jazz And, you know, from a video guy and from an X and O guy, how beautiful is it to watch these guys play basketball? Such just a cohesive team. Yet, you know, as I stated, nobody's impressed, right? Nobody raises banners for what you did in January and February, et cetera, as you know, Mo. Are you buying in big, big picture? Because it looks to me like if we're doing power rankings, it's the Jazz and the Clippers, right, as the teams. But are you buying in full that the Jazz are NBA contenders for real, or is this just a regular season run they're on?
I'm going to buy in. I'm in. I'm going to jump in here and say, like, I look at the Jazz as contenders. Doesn't mean I think they're the favorites or they're going to win the championships or calling that, but they're a team you can't sneeze at. Look at what they do defensively. They have possibly the best defensive player in the league right now with Rudy Gobert. They do a great job funneling everything into Rudy, and he does a good job of making sure other teams decide, like, I maybe don't want to shoot this shot right now. So there's a lot of that. Offensively, they've done a great job. I mean, they're shooting the ball at an unbelievable rate, and that will probably drop a little bit, but they get a ton of open looks from driving kicks. Rudy Gobert rolling to the rim sucks in the defense, and it opens up opportunities for a lot of their shooters, and that's how you get guys like Joe Ingles hitting shots, Bojan Bogdanovic, everybody, you know, Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley, they're all playing at high levels right now. It might drop off a little bit just because it's hard to keep that intensity up for this long, but I think come playoff time, they're going to be fine. And something people need to think about here, if they're on pace to be the number one seed in the West, that means the Clippers and the Lakers are going to have to face each other most likely in the second round. So they only have to beat one of those two teams. That's a big win for them and a chance for them to move on to the finals. You know, watching the Lakers and Clippers slug it out in what I would assume would be a 7-game series in the great second point. Round. They get to kind of hope for in their mind, hopefully do a good job, move on, rest, and then only have to take down one of the two Dragons.
And I tell you, well, we got to get out of here, but it's a great point, Mo, as well. We're seeing, man, fans are starting to be allowed into buildings. People don't really think about it much. And, you know, coaches haven't really cared about seating and the bubble and all this type of stuff. But you got altitude, you got fans, you know, and that's going to be a load to deal with in the future. Mo, time just flew by here, man. We really, really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Mo DeKeel, let's definitely talk hoops again. Thanks for the time, my man.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Do this 24 hours a day, working hard to bring you the news you can use.
Get on the grid.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Believe it or not, you can listen too much to us.
I mean, it's possible.
Get to know your family again. Did you know your wife cries herself to sleep every night?
That's what she told us.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. Great stuff with Mo. Great addition to the program. We're getting fired up. A lot of basketball talk, but let's talk some NFL football in level two. We have Joe Ranieri coming up. We'll get into some NFL with Joe. We'll get into this Russell Wilson situation. But remember, guys, Michigan were 9-1. Michigan were 9-1. Then it was 6-1. Now it's 5-1. People are starting to buy in, Matthias said. Our main man, Matthias, here, our boy Matthias, is actually a Michigan basketball fan. And I'll tell you, Matthias, I get a little emotional when I see Juwan Howard on the sidelines getting fired up. Because it's amazing. He really hasn't aged that much. He's one of these dudes. He hasn't aged. He looks good still. And he looked old as a teenager. You know what I mean? Like, he looked old when he was on the Fab Five. So when you see him dancing and the Fab 5 days, and you see that clip, we're going to shock the world. We're going to shock the world. There's unfinished business with him and the national championship, bro. Like, for people, younger people don't realize this, he was part of two painful losses in a national championship with the Michigan Wolverines. The Fab 5 won nothing, right? And there was a lot of hype, but there was no banners in the end. And, you know, it almost feels like closure, and we're close, Matthias. We're very close this year.
We are very close, Gabe, and you're right, man. You think back to Juwan Howard, it makes you also think how long he played in the NBA. A lot of people would watch him on TV towards the last days of his coaching player career, and they'd ask, what guy is that? Is that a, you know, why isn't he playing? And we'd tell him that's Juwan Howard. You know, he's this age. He's old as hell, man. And they think, no way. He looks like a young man. But no, he's actually pretty old. And he looks great as a coach, Gabe. And you know what? I think he's teaching the boys a lot about the tradition of winning at Michigan and how much it means to win at Michigan, which is great to see. You know, when Michigan beat Ohio State last Sunday, you could just tell how joyful Coach Howard was. It was a big win for him to win at Ohio State. A lot bigger than it looked like when John Beilein won at Ohio State. It was a big meaningful win to win for
him. Well, the thing with Howard is he's bringing a swagger back. And, you know, he hasn't really even started recruiting it yet. Wait, you know, give him a couple of years. The late night anger management class. Bring it. Let it be done.